Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now let's turn our attention to Joe Heffernan, who joins me. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. Now, we want to kind of expand our feature today because you want to talk about the self-esteem of our country. And your reason behind this is why?
Well, I tell you, very often and we have spoken about, the building blocks of self-esteem for an individual. It's a thing that would come up very, very often in the kind of work that I would do. But I was just thinking recently about, you know, how things are and the changes in the country and the whole lot. And it just occurred to me, I wonder how would we be under the five building blocks of self-esteem, namely security, identity, belonging, purpose and competence, a sense of each of those. And thinking about that. And, for example, under our sense of security, I suppose, well, what country, what world is secure these days? We've only to turn on the news and our sense of security would take a fair old dent. The war.
And that's all over. That's all over the world. I mean, you think, a lovely Saturday afternoon in Sydney in Australia last Saturday, the amount of people we all, Saturday afternoon you go out, it was the last weekend before the children went back to school after their Easter break, and then for that to happen. Now, I know it was a man suffering with mental health issues, but you just think how your security would yeah. feel eroded.
Yeah, and when we bring it down then to our own country, to Ireland, I mean, security. Okay, we're hearing quite regularly about, for example now, I don't want to be getting into military stuff, but our Navy. Recently, we had one ship sailing our waters, and we had become, it appears now, quite a hub for the international drug
cartels.
Cartels, because you know, stuff coming into other countries like Australia, New Zealand. It came from Ireland. That must be that's okay. That's probably safe. But the thing is, like that. I mean, these ships and things that we are hearing about. We have one ship. Imagine it. Covering our Irish national waters.
And we are an island.
It sounds daft, yeah. Doesn't it?
And we are an island, so there's only one ship to patrol the whole island. So that would all erode our sense that we feel safe, that we feel,
exactly.
we feel secure.
And if you remember, and indeed you do, it's not too terribly long ago that the HSE had a massive cyber attack.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing now has become part of life. And, you know, the emails that arrive, the phone calls one gets, you'd probably know a lot more about this now than I would, but this word had probably came up in the programme, which you were maybe spoofing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all the scam calls you get and things.
Well,
yeah.
I'm getting people ringing me saying, hi, I'm just returning your call.
Yeah, your number's been spoofed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that all about?
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm kind of adopting a thing now. I think I will that I would ask people if they were ringing me on my old mobile to, you know, leave a message and I'll get back to you it's a genuine thing.
I've been doing that for years. I never answer a call unless it's in my, you know, it's in my contacts, so I know
there
who it
you
is.
Are.
And then if the person really genuinely, it's somebody trying to get a message to you, people will leave a message and then you know
who
it is. Okay,
and,
so that's
so
on.
If I see a number now that I don't recognise,
oh, no, don't answer.
That isn't in my contacts, I'm not going
don't
to answer it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of another insecurity.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so move on then to, because I'm conscious of the time, move on to then a sense of identity. You feel that's been eroded?
Oh, I do. I mean, we would have been famous throughout the world for our literature, our authors, and that. Our education system was praised throughout the world. But recently I'm hearing more and more that in the universities now, for example, that funding for the likes of literature, history, etc., are being very much neglected, and that, you know, jobs in those fields of endeavour are not plentiful for graduates, even with doctorates. And then all the funding is aimed at the, we'll say, the STEM subjects. Science,
maths,
technology,
etc.
So we could finish up then with, I like to say, all STEM and no flowers.
Okay.
You know, that
we need
a
mix of
shame,
both.
Really.
Yeah, we need a mix of both.
We do.
For sure.
We do. It's a shame to neglect the things that we're very, very good at. Now, I know we did extremely well recently. Fair play and congratulations in the Booker Prize, etc. But, you know, that's going to, if it's neglected, it will go downhill.
We're losing our image of the land of saints and scholars.
No, you haven't.
Well, I think the saints are definitely gone. It looks like the scholars are following through. Now, a sense of belonging then.
Well, I suppose like we definitely would have a sense of belonging to do with the European Union. You know, I remember the morning I heard that Brexit was carried, and I felt, oh God, that doesn't sound good to me. But And I don't think it sounds good now to the people living in England.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that we're at loggerheads as well with a lot of the governments, even within the EU. We're hearing a lot about the radical parties doing quite well, where the centre is not holding. To go back to a W.B. Yeats quote, I think at some stage the centre is kind of collapsing. We always belonged and felt we belonged as a great friend politically and culturally as well with America. And now America seems to be completely divided. And people take very, very strong, have very strong beliefs about A or B. And that's not, that doesn't lend itself to a sense of security for either Ireland or the world. So these are the things like that that are taking a bit of a battering. Our sense of purpose. I know we all need a few bob to get on with life. I realise that, but when you think of the way that we are at the moment, going back to our sense of security. I mean, our health service, our nurses and doctors going abroad, young people who can't get a home, the amount of people who are actually homeless. Our sense of purpose. We're hearing lots and lots of talk, but we're not seeing lots and lots of action. Maybe everyone is doing their best, but you wonder, And then the final one would be our sense of competence. And I mean, if there are leaks in the other four, well, then our sense of competence would be eroded as well.
Yeah,
we'd be going from, is failing, we can, to, well, we're kind of beginning to feel like we can't,
So if people overall have lost this sense of confidence in ourselves as a country, all the more reason that we need to look after our own self-confidence, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everything begins at home for those of us who are lucky enough to have a home.
Yeah.
I mean, the young people nowadays, the people in their 25s, 30s, 35s, even 40s, the sense of security wouldn't be wonderful at all. I was only reading on today's paper, about a young man in his 30s who was being evicted, and he was now going to have to get back home and live with his parents. Now, that's not ideal for a 30-plus-year-old, but there's more and more of that happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's hope and pray, because the one thing we all need in life is hope. And let's hope that we can look to the future with a little bit more confidence as we see things actually being done rather than being talked about.
Okay, we'll end on that positive note. Joe, thank you for that. Have a lovely week and we'll chat to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. That is Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Boho Buí. His number is 086-834-8145. 834-8145.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.